Blog Talk Radio.
Another fine show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio is the radio show that is changing the world through science and spirituality as we realize that our well-being and our happiness is through our own thoughts. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio, the Jewels. Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. Tonight's show is dedicated to Sean Duncan of Australia. Sean, this show's for you tonight with love. Oh boy, we've got a great show for you tonight. We are going to do some energy work, and then we're going to be talking to Seldar. Seldar is a very unique personality that lives in an altered state of awareness 24/7, and he can not only see in between the molecules of a person and up throughout the cosmos, but he can even see the future. So stay tuned with us as we talk about aliens, the future economy, and enlightenment for all here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Thank you. Because of you and the Law of Attraction, we've made listening a little easier. The Law of Attraction Radio Network's 24/7 broadcast is now syndicated to 19 major internet radio networks, including iTunes Radio. Not only can you tune into the radio broadcast, you can now get the apps for the show you are listening to right now through Stitcher.com. That's right. Now you can hear this popular show through the stereo systems of the new Ford cars and BMWs. Or you can keep on listening through your MP3 player or on your computer as you surf the net. Go to loaradionetwork.com and find the show page to your favorite radio show. Simply download the app to listen to our continuous 24/7 broadcast or just this one magnificent show. Remember, loaradionetwork.com. Okay, we are back. You know, there was something I got in the email from Tut, a note from the universe. Actually, it's from Mike Dooley's Tut Adventure Club. And I just really enjoy getting these emails because it's always exactly what I need to hear at the exact time I need to hear it. And if you want to go sign up for these free, really wonderful, mind-provoking and comforting emails, go to tut.com. And for those of you who do not receive these emails, they are signed and sent by the universe. I thought the one that I got on July 15th was so wonderful that I just had to share it. It says, quote, "On the very bright side, Jules, never in peacetime history has there been such a gallant effort by so many people spending so many billions of dollars with no end in sight to rapidly clean up your environment. Never before have numerous heads of states and representatives of corporations as large as many small nations pledged to work together, sharing expertise and resources to get a job done. Never before has there been so many prayers and meditation groups suddenly formed amongst and in between every religion and those belonging to none to foster healing of your precious planet. Never before have finger pointers, conspiracy theorists, and blame mongers been so idle and unnecessary in the face of such a tragedy. Never before have industry titans across every sea chosen to re-examine their own safety procedures, revisit their own environmental safeguards, and expend their own fortunes to voluntarily reflect upon and demand that they do even a better job from this day forward. And to top it off, Jules, your planet has a loving, brilliant consciousness all of her own, and of her countless balancing acts, healing herself is one in which she truly shines. Of this and so much more, you can be very, very proud." And then it goes on to say, little can ease the suffering or stem the pain over the lives lost and careers halted, but human nature is every bit as resilient and courageous as Mother Earth, and we are simply awed by what we see unfolding from here. All hail before humankind. Signed, the universe. Isn't that just wonderful? That's so very true. And the oil spill is indeed a tragedy, but look what happened because of it. Make no doubt about it, the earth and the oceans will definitely balance and heal herself. And that's precisely where I want to start tonight's show. Everything that happens is a wonderful opportunity for us to rebalance ourselves, as long as we can steer clear of the fear. And the way to do that is by letting the fear just pop up to let us know that it's there, and then to simply let go of it. Now, this takes monitoring of our thoughts so that you do not overreact to those emotions that fuel the fire. We need to remember all of the time, just not some of the time, that our thoughts are reflected out into our environment and then redirected back to us. So fear begets fear, or lack begets lack, or anger just brings you more anger. So let's do some energy work, shall we? I just want to state that you are the one who is healing yourself and your emotions through your own energy, but I am simply guiding you to raise your vibration up to the point where you can effectively release the block and begin to create from a much higher mental state and frequency. You can listen to the show as many times as you want, because the energy from all those who are participating right now will remain on this recording. And every time you do this, you will be increasing your energy level to a higher point of frequency than it was the previous time. So let's begin. Take a deep, deep cleansing breath. Good. Shake up all the day-to-day distractions. Just let them go. You can pick them up later if you wish, but for right now, just take a very deep, relaxing and refreshing breath, all the way down to your diaphragm or the bottom of your lungs. Breathe in deep one more time, allowing all of this energy to enter your body. Now I simply want you to use your imagination and see a figure eight of colors starting from the crown of your head, crossing down over at your waist, and then flowing down to your feet, and then back on up to your waist, crossing over to the front, and then flowing back up to the crown of your head. Good. Continue to let this colorful flow of energy move through this figure eight. Wonderful. Now imagine a color that pops into your head right now. This is your dominant color at this very moment. Or there may even be a few colors. I just want you to use your imagination to see these colors and remember their placement around your body. Good. Now take another deep breath again. And as you continue to take deep breaths, you are increasing and expanding your energy all around your body. As you allow this to occur, you continue to breathe deeply. Good. Now, I believe you can feel this energy around you, swirling in a figure eight. Notice the temperature at certain points of your body. Perhaps your feet are cooler than your back, or your head feels hotter than your stomach. Feel it. Feel what's going on in your body. Good. Wonderful. And again, I want you to remember all of these physical sensations, because this is your inner guidance system simply telling you information about your body. Good. Wonderful. Now I want you to bring up a fear that you have been feeling lately, a fear that keeps on coming up, replaying over and over in your mind. It could be a fear of the future. It could be the fear of the year 2012. It could be a fear of the earthquakes or hurricanes or something that's beyond your control. Or it could be just the fear of rejection from a loved one, or fear of a loss of a job, or it could be the fear of losing all your money. Now bring that fear up and feel it. Notice where in the body you are feeling this fear. Are you feeling discomfort in certain areas of your body? Is it in your back? Is it in your lungs? Is it in your head or your neck? Where do you feel the fear? Okay, now I want you to put a color to that fear on your body and make it a brilliant color. Focus on it. Good. It doesn't feel so good, does it? Knowing that this fear is actually a block in your psyche that's keeping you from moving forward, and knowing that in the scheme of importance of the rest of your life, this detrimental fear is really, really insignificant. And you gladly and gratefully let go of this fear by seeing this brilliant light start fading away, shrinking, lightening up. Good. Now just let it go. It is no longer necessary in your life. Let it go. Just let it go. You are completely free of it. You now realize that everything you perceived as a disaster in your personal life, just like the oil spill in the Gulf, the healing and rebalancing of your mind and body connection is allowing new wonderful opportunities to flow to you. You can now begin to trust that your life is of your own creation. Those bumps in the road are only the shifts which allow you to expand into your greatness. For that greatness is where true joy and well-being occurs. You are great. You are loved. You are appreciated. You are accepted for who you are. Excellent. Now repeat after me, either in your mind's eye or out loud. Say to yourself, I am a magnificent creator. I am the master of my life. I am kind. I am generous. I am caring. I am tolerant. I am loved as I love all. I am appreciated as I appreciate all. I am grateful for the shifts occurring in my life, and I am thrilled to let go of the fear that surrounds and pervades my body. I am free of the fear that keeps me from moving forward and from experiencing new opportunities. I am happy. I am content. I am joyful. I am so blessed. to be alive. I am so loving life, and I am trusting that everything I need will be delivered to me by the universe. I am trusting that I am one with the universe, one with God, one with source energy. I am a magnificent creator, and I am a love generator, sending out love, peace, harmony, and tolerance to all I meet. Great. Well done. Now take another deep breath and just feel the joy that you send out to the world and your immediate environment. Wonderful. Thank you. My many thanks to Dr. Harry Henshaw of EnhancedHealing.com for letting us use his beautiful music. Now, let's talk to Seldar. I know you're going to find him as fascinating as I do. Seldar migrates from the former Soviet Union, where at the age of 6, he was able to visualize and zoom into mental images of galaxies and universes. As he did this, he experienced the taste of metal. And as he grew older, Seldar continued to experience living life in the present as he completed an economics degree in Russia. And over the years, without the help of reading any medical books or self-help books, Seldar discovered his ability to travel between two bodies. This allows Seldar to see other cellular/DNA composition, as he can detect changes on a genetic level. Seldar is able to connect with another's personality in which to explain what their physical pain represents. He encourages people to change their mental and emotional outlook in which to not only start interacting with each other through love and gratitude, but to allow self-healing to be achieved and active in all areas of one's life. I want to remind everyone that Seldar can be heard with his live show on Law of Attraction Radio Network every Wednesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. And it's really amazing the profound information that he reveals to us. Welcome back, Seldar, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Thank you for inviting. And hi, everybody.
Seldar, on your show, you insist that you're not a healer and that you simply are living in the moment and are able to zoom in to the person between the molecules and become that person. So are you revealing back to that person what their subconscious mind is?
Oh, that's a great question. Look, I'm not becoming that person. I am that person since he or she pays attention, like, you know, comes to me and sees me or talks to me. It is that how precise life is. You know, we are everything, like one whole. But I'm not becoming you. As soon as you're paying attention to me, I am you. Look, let me give you an example of what happened once, like 5 years ago. One lady called me, and you know, and she was describing her issues, and for 40 minutes I was listening what she was describing about her, and she had the severe hormonal issues, shifts in her body, and was like discomforting her. While I was listening to her, I went through the, you know, the details while she was describing about herself. So, and then I kind of followed her talk about herself. And then she hung up. I said, I didn't have a space to take her back then. And then I said, call me in a couple of weeks and then I'll see what I have. And then when she hung up, in the next day or right away after that, she started to have a pain in those areas where she had issues. And then she, it took like a couple of weeks. She went to the doctors and checked that out, what that was and all of that, and figured out, like, you know, no one could figure it out. And then she called me back, and then I did the session directly, one session, and then after that, pain gone severe for 2 or 3 days. And then after that, I did one more session, and that was gone. Whole 10 years old experienced discomfort and the pain and all of what she had, the issues. It was gone by this experience which she had with me. Coming back to your question in the beginning, you asked that I am not the healer. The reason why I'm saying that I'm not the healer, because life kind of squeezes us, if you will, kind of in order to get our attention to ourselves, and we try to take it, you know, take the easy way out and kind of you know, make it not that painful, if you will, and when they come to me, I explain what the reason is and you know, kind of translating on a language, if you will, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's why it has a kind of meaning. I'm giving the sense of it, like meaning to it, to the pain. And then the person kind of recognize him or herself, like, you know, oh, that's what it is. It just kind of clicks, you know? And then it does it on the physical level. It releases that. If that person understands, like, you know, if that person has had enough of it, if that person is ready. But most of the time, like almost all the time, anyone who refers to me is actually ready. That's why they have me. You know, that's a precise connection, what life does, based on who I am and based on who they are. And that's how we get connected. And that's when the process may start. But the person, based on their experience, they can just, you know, kind of take that note or skip it. You know, it's up to them mm-hmm. At that time.
Let's talk about your perception of the law of attraction.
Whatever I say is based on law of attraction. Whatever I do, I, you know, communicate, whatever it is out there, is based on law of attraction. I truly believe in that, and that's how it is.
So would you say that life is just an illusion? It's seen through our mind's perception and our belief systems?
It is. It is like between you and I. we both can understand that, but on you know, mainly like humanity, they will not understand that way.
Well, fortunately, I think many people are more open to that reality right now.
Yeah, that, thank God. That, yeah, but many of us, which still in the process of getting that, we kind of separating ourselves still from the whole being, like, you know, the illusion of it is, the reason why life around you is an illusion is just simply the surrounding of you shows you your reflection, meaningly like personality of you, not the person, but the personality of you individually, uniquely you, possibilities and variations and, you know, all kind of possibilities of you being. So that's why it is an illusion.
But you're in agreement with the fact that we do create our reality through our thoughts, right?
Based on how where you focus on, you see, if you have an illusion, if we discussed it right now, if you have an illusion around you, and now you have a choices what to, you know, where to direct your attention. So since you your attention goes one way or another, based on that, you can create that reality. In other words, it would be, it is all the time, it would be as a, like a space, just constantly moving. But when you pay attention, it will become a time. Not the thin air, though. It is the whole, like one huge mind, which on our perspective, we think that it is like, you know, small, separated piece of that. But we still are one mind, big, but just, you know, in a gradually developing process of it. Like, you know, the more, that's why it can create anything you imagine and anything you focused on because of that magnificence of whole one big mind.
Do you think we individually need to be taught how to be happy?
That's a funny way to say it, like taught to be happy, because we take that happiness as you know, as a, like, okay, I have that, you know, whatever, so what. But fear takes us, you know, we can, you know, we're not appreciating that happiness what we have. We like take, okay, that's what I have. But what else is there? And the focus is going to be on frustration and weariness and kind of feelings, emotions, and, you know, all of that more than on the happiness. We just take that happiness just, you know, okay, as it is, but not focusing on it. But our focus going mainly getting frustrated, which is madness, and sadness, and weariness. Our brain actually has two parts of it. One side of the brain has past and the future memories, and another part of brain has memory, like, you know, stays in the present state. So we use that left side of our brain, which goes to the past and to the future, but we're not using the power of now, which is the half of our brain contains. So if you combine both, like, you know, balance yourself, and then you can stay all the time in the present, which is ideal version of it. Is staying in the present moment constantly all the time, and based on you know, now you can look back and forward to the future, kind of comparing things, like, but staying all the time in the present, kind of putting things together based on your memories and your experience in life, and we have that.
Because you are able to go and zoom in between the molecules and zoom out to see the cosmos and the galaxies, let me ask you, what happens to a person when they die?
Death is becoming, you kind of becoming all again, like coming, you know, there's a, like, for example, there's a river, at some point it is calm stated river, and then it falls from the rock and mountains, and it has experience of falling, and then goes flat again and calm river again. So the death part is the calm state, but the experience is the life which we experience. It's death is which. For example, yesterday I died. Agnetha was watching me how I just demonstrated her how I do that. And there is no knowing that you exist. It's just becoming all. But the body itself, if it's necessary, it will stay kind of wait for you. And but the mind connects to all, which we consider as a death.
So do we have our individual energy as it merges back, or do we merge into the whole and become nothing?
It is not nothing. It is elevating. There's a kind of developing process. There are no end to it. Like, end would be at this level to this experience, but it resets itself and goes to the another level, another being, another experience, which let's say the enlightenment, which is to be, in order to be enlightened, and you have to die, and then it becomes enlightened. The whole point of it, like the meaning of it, is in that word, enlightenment. So it is like being light, which every DNA has the small particles of light, which are called photons. So when we die, the whole body disposes itself, but the light goes back, connects to its source. The photons never dies. That's the only particle which stays all the time. So we all have that part of light in us, and when we die, if you call it like death, then that light goes back to experience another state of being.
So what's your take on reincarnation?
No, there is not reincarnation on a our level of like one me coming back several times. It cannot be that way, because if anyone who comes to life is unique, you can be only one time unique as you are, but not replicated uniqueness the same way to give you experience of life more and more again and again. So the reincarnation on a big way would be that transformation of life itself, like infinity going, you know, all forward and coming backward, like experiencing itself. But on our level, we experience that reincarnation every morning when we get up. It is like yesterday would be karma, which the experience based on which you have to, when you get up in the morning, which is the reincarnation now, you have to redo something which you didn't like, or continue to do that which you did like from yesterday. For our perspective, every day and another day, day and night, would be that transition on a small version, which is the karma and reincarnation.
Well, there's some people who experience their past lives and who can actually remember. So are you saying that this, or people are not able to do that, or is that false, or what?
No. In our brain, we have a memory of whole existence of life on Earth. We have a whole information in our brain. We just not activating it. When you are in relaxed state, when you open yourself up, and then you can tap into the memories of being whole, being like, you know, experiencing whole life, which means, in another word, every cell on every DNA level, we have information about whole life and uniquely your information within only your body. So that explains everything. So everyone has the memory of a whole life in the blueprint. So if you detach yourself from the reality, from your everyday life, if you detach and relax, and then you can expand yourself, and you can actually see different experiences, like being in different countries or different places and talking different languages. It means that proves actually like being one constantly all the time. So one has a capacity of being everything at one moment. So that's...
So what I'm hearing you say is that I could have been the Queen of England in a past life, but then again, everybody was the Queen of England, including yourself.
Yes, yes. Everybody shares everything, yes. The reason why we say that I was Queen Elizabeth or one, because we see our past life from separated perspective. Like, I am one here, so I supposedly I was one back there too. You see, we kind of starting recognizing the magnificence, like the whole oneness.
Okay, so what I'm hearing you say is that life is an illusion because we are identifying with ourself instead of identifying with the whole.
Yeah, it is the, you see, if you touch with your hand, if you touch with your hand and feel the, pleasant touch, let's say, and your whole body feels that, you know, so there's nothing else happening. It's just, it is just by you touching with your hand something or sensing something gives you that feeling of joy or beauty or opposite to that. So it's just, that's what it is. An illusion is what you experience.
Okay, good. Now, Seldar, I know that you can see into the future. Just like you said before, we can see into the past and the future within our minds. So tell me, what does the future look like for us, and what do we need to do to prepare for it?
Future. You see, that's the tricky part. Yeah, I can see the future, and future is... always in a change mode.
Yes, and it sounds like that you're worried that you would influence us and help our fears along. But then again, the listeners all know that we're magnificent creators and that we can absolutely change anything and create it for a much better situation.
Based on your beliefs right now, if you have a fear, let's say, that's again law of attraction, right? If you have a fear and you believe that in 5 years we would have something disastrous, let's say, and if you are like confident about that, that will never change. It will stay that way until the disaster comes, right? So If you change based on the outcome, let's say I have a prognosis of something disastrous will happen, let's say, and now okay I'm gonna go against that. Now I'm gonna calm just down. I will not watch TV, let's say. I will not get frustrated or so on. So that way you kind of changing the outcome now.
Yes, exactly.
I can say in 5 years. It would be one way or the other way. So that means one way it would be for some people, the other way would be for other people. It depends on the people themselves.
So again, let me clarify that the listeners who are listening to us right now are of the belief that we create our future through our thoughts. So anything that you say right now, we could either accept it or ignore it. And that some people will go ahead and live that prediction, but the majority of us here on the show won't.
Yes. Let me explain you. The shifts which we're expecting, right, are not the shifts like, you know, like right away happens. The shifts are as a night falls, right? When night falls, it starts from evening and goes slowly to the night, and then it starts to come, you know, become a morning. It's just slow process.
So changes happen in phases. So, Sodar, tell us about the economy. Our currency, will we be having the same currency in 5 years?
Money has to go.
Okay, so money has to go. Is that in 5 years?
It is happening now.
Okay, so it's happening now.
Yes.
Okay, so are we going to have another currency? What do you think?
That's a hard question. You see, there are some things which we have to experience, and based on what we have, you know, after this collapse, and what the values are at that moment, we will create based on, you know, based on what we'll kind of left with at that time. So it's not like we're not going to have any currency, and it doesn't matter which type of currency it would be. It's just the value of how are we going to put that value in that would be.
Actually, that sounds quite positive, because we can reevaluate the value of many things. I think it's exciting. And in no way does that sound devastating.
What I know, I can go a little bit farther from, not like 5 years, but a little bit farther if you go. Actually, we're going to the state that we don't need to have a food.
Okay, great. So we're getting to the place where we're going to evolve into people that do not have to eat, like that gentleman who hasn't had any food for 40 years. To me, that's wonderful.
But the actual meaning of food is to taste it. And we are in the transition of it. And that's where we're heading.
There are techniques such as sun gazing that actually takes away the hunger. So you aren't going to have to necessarily starve. You just have to develop these other techniques. And they're really not difficult. I've sun gazed, as a matter of fact, and it's quite refreshing.
I live the same way, yeah. Do that too. You know, I eat when I wanted to eat, and I eat just, you know, the amount of food which is, you know, kind of gives me pleasure, let's say.
So it kind of sounds like that we need to evolve into humans that don't rely on food so much. And again, I think that's fantastic. Just think of all the money that we'll save not having to go to the grocery store. But that's a doable thing. Believe it or not, that's very doable. And just thinking about that is very exciting. If we start now and start teaching our children, then we'll be able to evolve much faster. How wonderful is that?
My suggestion is, whatever happens around you, as I call it, as a storm, when you have a storm or some disaster or something naturally happening, you go against that, which is You don't go with it, you go against that. So if you see the movement of the motion which takes us to panic, then you should go back from it. Like, you know, that could determine where we're going to be.
Okay, like, let me use this as an example, the Gulf of Mexico. People could be panicking and saying that the air is being poisoned by all the gases and everything's turning and the water and the fish are all dying, instead of just calming down and understanding that it will heal itself, it will balance itself. So the act of us getting worried is actually going to be our downfall.
Yes, yeah, but you see, anyway, many of us won't listen what we just said.
That's true, but I know this to be a fact. I can feel it within me. When I was a little girl, I read the book of Edgar Cayce that said California would fall off into the ocean in 1986. But Edgar Cayce said that people can change their attitudes from being negative to positive and completely change that occurrence. Well, guess what? I really believed that we changed our attitudes and that it never happened. So again, I think the same is true of any future. I see the future of the U.S., of the world, to be one of prosperity, to be one of abundance, to be one where people are learning how powerful they are to create anything they need. I think that also explains the reason why Law of Attraction Radio Network is gaining such speed in popularity. It's because, for some reason, the universe wants to get this very powerful message out to everyone. We can create a wonderful future, and it starts now.
Yes, yes, exactly. Love, respect everybody around you as a God. You see, God is not up there. God is around you. So God is everything, and everything around you is a God. So respect God here, not somewhere there. So that will bring you peace. And it is every day it is creating brand new world. As we speak, it is every time, every second, every fraction of second, it is the brand new day and brand new life evolving.
You know, Seldar, almost every show I tell people to turn off the TV set. Do not listen to news reports. If we continue to do that and get that message out, will that make a difference in how our future plays out?
That would help greatly, yes.
You know, I know there's a lot of hype around the year 2012. There's that stupid movie out that got everybody fearful and got them thinking and focusing on that fear. But in your view, is there really anything to 2012? Because I just know it's just going to be another day in the life of Jules.
Not really. 2012 is the, we need that kind of juice in our life. We need that shift ourselves. We needed that, you see, to get rid of that ego and get rid of that that greediness we have.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. All of that fear from the movie and from the Mayan calendar and everything is exactly what the doctor ordered to get us out of our complacency in order to really start moving upward. We needed that.
For me, that is exactly the shift is going to happen. But in disaster, of course, that is a disaster, you know, for many of greedy people.
Yeah, the shift is completely changing the way that we think and our attitude about money. Interesting.
Detach yourself from it.
Okay, let's detach from the money, honey, and create something much better. Okay, so let me ask a question. There's a lot of sightings lately about UFOs. I know that there was a really great picture taken of a UFO in China. Are there, in fact, aliens and UFOs, and are the aliens already on this planet?
They are not on the planet. They are in the, like, in the being state, like in the universe.
Okay, so you're saying that they're in a parallel universe.
Elevation, like next step.
So when are they going to come down and start communicating with us in person?
No, never. No, you can't interfere like that.
You can't interfere, but yet they're making themselves known.
Kind of having aware of that high intelligence being out there, it might comfort us, like knowing that we are not as we think that we are doomed, like, you know.
Uh-huh.
They are going to give us kind of some signal that there's a continuous life out there, but not communicating with us, no.
They're never going to communicate with us, even in 500 years?
In 500 years, we've become them. They are communicating with us. These are different states of being. You can't communicate with another. We can't. You see, the level of an intelligence and the density of our bodies will not allow to be together. For them, it would be easier, but for us, we can't do that. Just physically, we cannot manifest ourselves at that level.
Well, okay. Are they able to communicate with us telepathically?
Yes, yeah, exactly. They can access us, and they are doing that. But on our level of understanding life, not, you know, you won't see the alien form coming. It will freak us out, and we will fight with them.
Exactly. Governments would think that they're out to get us.
We don't know that. You know, it's like the same, you go poke with some stick in the ant here, or what do you call that? Beehives, you know. If they don't know that you are a human being, they will fight with you, interfering with them.
Oh, yeah, reptilian brain is still intact.
Of course, we have that memory. This is the density which cannot allow us just to travel. But the mind, not physical state, but the mind itself can be connected. That's what they are doing.
You know, come to think of it, there are a lot of internet groups that say that they're from Galactica or wherever, and that they are communicating with aliens and getting all of these messages. Could that really be true?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I have just been poo-pooing the idea.
They will give us the hints, like putting the pyramid there. Or, you know.
Or hints like the crop circle.
Oh, yeah, or something like hints. That's the purpose of life, not give you direct answer, but give you different perspective, different pieces, and you have to put that together. You know, you're growing. You know, it's like child and the parent or a teacher. You can't just give the true answer because you have to grow up. You have to develop your mind. So they are giving us, yes, they are giving us messages and kind of directing us to the right direction. They know exactly where we should be and where we should go, and they are kind of directing it. That's the force of life itself, too. And that's why we panicking and we do every possible way. And we think that we do something, and in reality, you do in the parameters which are given based on who you are. That's what I was talking about. I mean, you know, in the early shows, my shows, there are parameters like limits which are given and kind of controlled by life itself.
Uh-huh.
And force of life going through us in that sense. So it's just kind of information is constant.
Seldar, with all of this information flowing, you stated that at the age of 6, you're able to look out and see the multi-universes and the galaxies and kind of zoom right in. Does that mean that you, since you were a little boy, able to communicate or in any way be able to get those transmissions from those aliens or from those spacecrafts? I mean, are you able to talk to them?
The mind is one, as I said before.
So therefore, you are communicating just like all of us have the ability.
Everyone can, yes.
Okay.
And we are communicating, all of us. We are communicating, actually.
Well, perhaps, Elder, I could twist your arm to come back on and maybe talk to us about what they could be saying to each and every one of us. What are these hints all about? But we'll save that for another time. I want to remind everybody that you can hear Seldar every Wednesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Just tune in, call up, ask him questions, and he will answer you with the most profound information. There's one thing for sure. Seldar makes you think, and that helps us to create a beautiful new world ahead of us with an easy transition right into it. Slide right into it. It's going to be great. Thanks, Seldar. I really loved it.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for listening. And it was a fun. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Seldar. And coming up next week, we have Howard Martin of the Heart Map Institute and the Global Coherence Initiative, which is going to talk about this very important subject that we touched on tonight, and that is creating that love-based collective consciousness in which to bring great happiness and calmness and the absolute ability to create a beautiful new world. So until next week, have a wonderful time. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining us on Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. For more information, go to Law of Attraction Radio Network at lawofattracttalkradio.com or lawofattractiontools.com.